This is Kim Dumaine, Dr. Peebles' free message, July 27th, 2026, planting new seeds.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. It is a joy and a blessing when man and spirit join together in search of the greater truths and awareness. Dear friends, you are always changing. You always have the opportunity to grow. You are always using your thoughts to create new worlds, new realities, first within yourself and then in the outer world. But at times, indeed, obstacles pop up. Your mind gets in the way. Your fear, the negativity within and around you stops you indeed from seeing, yes, the results of the seeds that you are planting, the intentions that are pure in your heart, but indeed get thwarted and do not become your reality. More and more we ask for each of you to gently become more aware of your thoughts, become more aware of your dreams, your desires, and know, of course, that they are possible, that they wouldn't even be there if it wasn't meant to be. Your soul, the God within you, wants you to find happiness, wants you indeed to experience greater meaning and fulfillment in your daily life. You are always indeed planting new seeds in the garden of your own mind, your own life. Some are not indeed surviving. They are not sprouting. They are not blooming into beautiful flowers or plants. They have not even got a chance, for they are not always being nurtured. They are not being given the loving attention that is necessary for you to be manifesting them. So more and more we ask for you to let go of the fear within you, to let go of any outdated belief that says you can't have what you want or that you are not worthy. Let go of the past, which may indeed have created disappointment and fear in your being. Let go of anything indeed that limits your experience, and know that as you become more gently aware of your thoughts, of the consciousness that is bubbling up always into your conscious mind, that there is something there that is guiding you. Your thoughts, yes, the challenges, the experiences that you're having, they are catalysts for your growth. You are always changing, if only, dear friends, you will allow it. If you will stop seeing change as something negative, too often you become almost immobilized by the fear of change, instead of inviting it more willingly into your life and be willing to see that I have great, great power to indeed implement new thoughts and ideas, to gain higher perspectives, to enjoy your life so, so much more, so that it becomes, yes, indeed, a wild dream, indeed, that you now realize is possible. That is what we wish for you. But too many of you hold yourselves back unnecessarily. You tell yourself, well, I'm just going to stay where I am because it is too painful at times to face the fears, to indeed move beyond what I have become accustomed to. You are living in a bubble, dear friends, often, an habitual bubble of what you have already created, fearful of what could happen, instead of realizing the power that is right there within you, begging you to make a change, begging you to try new things, to plant those new seeds with awareness, with courage, with indeed a great amount of faith. You will be able to overcome the fears that have let you down in the past, that have stopped you from becoming and realizing the grand being that you are indeed. So many in your planet around you, well, you have seen what they have accomplished, and it's because indeed they were willing to plant new seeds. They were willing to become more aware of the seeds and the plants that they were nurturing, giving them the necessary attention to grow stronger. And so now you get to decide for yourselves. What will you pay attention to? Will you allow your awareness to be on the fears? Will you make indeed the concept of change a dirty word? Will you shy away from the potential realities that your soul guides you to? You are so grand, dear friends, but you aren't aware of it. You do not remember the possibilities that you had set forth for yourself before incarnating. You do not see the grandness of your spirit as we do. And so all that we can do here is to remind you of that beauty, to remind you of the power that is right there within your thoughts. But it does require, yes, indeed, your attention. It does require your determination. It does require your consistency to override any past tendency that says, I can't do it. I won't do it. I'd rather just stay here in the same old, even if I am not happy. But why would you do that, dear friend? Why would you stay stuck in a self-imposed reality that is not giving you joy, that is not giving you the peace that you deserve, the abundance, the love, the prosperity, the sense of adventure that all of you had before entering into the earth plane? So we are reminding you indeed, each and every day, goodness gracious, each and every moment of every day, you are planting new seeds. So many of you have wondrous, wondrous dreams and desires, but you are not putting the energy behind it enough to allow those seeds to be firmly implanted, to allow them to start to grow, to allow them to blossom into something quite beautiful for you to enjoy. So now we would ask of you, do you believe in your power? Do you believe in yourselves as a divine spirit? Will you allow the help of the universe, of the teachers and guides that work with you? Will you believe in indeed the challenges and the power of change that acts as a catalyst for you? It was never meant to be something negative in your reality. Change was meant to be something exciting. Goody, goody. What can I do to change my life? Even right here at this very moment, you could look at your life and say, I can choose to do whatever I want. I can use the power of my thought, which is so much, so, so much more important than you would ever realize, than you have ever been taught. You have within you a powerhouse of energy. Goodness gracious, if only all of you were taught and reminded of that early on. Hopefully, in your societies on the grand planet Earth, you will be given that chance, either for yourselves or for your children, and indeed the generations to come, that information. So, but you can start right now. For those of you who have attracted this information, have allowed yourself to hear this simple message that we give to you with great love, can take this opportunity and say, I am going to plant new seeds with great awareness, with great attention, nurturing and loving my thoughts, my needs, my desires, with an inner knowingness that of course they were meant to be, or I would not even have that thought transpire into my consciousness. So you have indeed possibilities here. Goodness gracious, what will you do with them? Will you give up based on the past and say, oh, poor me, I haven't had it before, and make excuses for yourself not to change? Or will you indeed hold yourself in a beautiful, grand new light of energy, reminding yourself of the spirit that rests within you, calling that spirit to you more and more, so that you can fill yourself up with that power, with that energy, with that joy, with that love? And with love, dear friends, all that is possible. Says you indeed plant new seeds in your consciousness of what you wish to create, what you wish to experience. Give it a great, great dose of love, and you will find your dreams coming true. You will find your life changing indeed quicker than you would ever believe possible. And there's where miracles begin. As you believe that you are the source of the miracles, they aren't happenstance. They aren't only for some. It is within you, yes, the ability to create anything you desire. Remember, dear ones, you are never ever victims. You always have the possibility a vast, beautiful change at any moment. So get busy and figure out the seeds of your future experience that you wish to have, and know that you are always going to be supported by your friends, your teachers, your own beautiful soul, the God within you. God bless you indeed.